With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. 238 communities had submitted proposals to be the home for Amazon's second North American headquarters. 20 cities have made the first cut. Austin is on the list. So is Dallas. KUT's Jimmy Moss has been covering the story, and he's here this morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, first of all, Austin is on the list, probably not a surprise.
Yeah, it is. If you look at the 20 cities that made the cut, it's probably a list that you're most of you would be familiar with. There's no real huge surprises here. Austin was on many published shortlists already, so the fact that they are among the top 20 is probably not a huge surprise to many folks. It would probably have been a huge surprise if Austin was not in the mix, at least at this stage. With 20 cities is a lot still.
What about the timing of the release of the list? Was this expected now in mid-January of 2018?
All the guidance after the submissions deadline passed was that Amazon was going to tell the winning city in 2018. There was no guidance as to whether they would come up with a short list or anything like that. So today's release is a bit of a surprise. It does put out a lot of candles that were burning out there. One of the towns that I know that was a big underdog, and people were, if you didn't have a dog in the hunt you were rooting for, maybe, was Detroit. They did not make the list. And also Milam County, the Rockdale bid that was put in, did not make the cut.
Many of the cities on the list are kind of, you know, the usual suspects when something like this is up: Atlanta, Boston, Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, Nashville, New York City, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Toronto, we'd heard a lot about, in Washington, D.C. We often hear those cities when there's an opportunity like this.
Yeah, there are two areas, actually, if you look at it, that kind of tip their hand maybe where they might really be headed. There are three Washington, D.C. groups that made those.
There's Maryland, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and also two in the New York area, Newark and New York City. So while Austin is competing on its own against all these folks, they might now group up and team up to sort of land the final deal. Who knows?
So what's the next step in the process now? It's down to these 20 communities. What happens now?
It's more just waiting until Amazon decides. For those that do not get Amazon's second headquarters, there is the news yesterday that Apple's looking for a second headquarters. Apple employs 80,000 people in all 50 states. Austin has a pretty big location. We might be one of them. Who knows?
Yeah, Apple says they want to add about 20,000 more.
So there is a lovely second out there, although there are no proposals being accepted for Apple's second headquarters.
KUT's Jimmy Moss covering the decision of where Amazon is going to put its second headquarters in North America. Austin made the list of 20 communities still being considered. This is KUT.